Chapter 5. Insight as the first step in going the path. The Gospel according to John chapter 14 verses 1 to 11. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If it were not so, I would have told you. Ego to prepare a place for you. And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would have known. My Father also, henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we shall be satisfied. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you do not know me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I say to you I do not speak of myself, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Insight is the first step of the fivefold universal gnosis. Therefore, insight is necessary to be able to advance on the path of salvation. However, the danger is ever present that many pupils of a Gnostic field of preparation may lack insight. One can define such a lack of insight as classical. Every Gnostic work of the past has had to cope with this same difficulty. As a proof, it will suffice to refer to the passage in the Gospel according to John, in which Jesus says to his disciples, Where I go, you know, and the way you know. This way we too know, moreover, the one path, has been exemplified for years by various brothers and sisters of the young Gnosis, according to their state of being. In the period referred to in John's Gospel, the path of salvation was similarly exemplified, and the disciples were taught in all possible ways, and all of them were supported by the Gnostic light of the Father field. Yet, some of them reacted like Thomas to the words of Jesus, Where I go, you know, by saying, Lord, we do not know where you are going. And he asked the incredible question, How can we know the way? The name Thomas means duality, or being divided. When you know this, you can appreciate the situation. Thomas typifies the person who is ever and again between two thoughts, and therefore keeps two lights burning, the light of common nature and the light, the luster of the gnosis. Whoever cannot make a definite choice, whoever is unable to make an unflinching resolution with respect to many things in life, will experience periodically, at extremely important moments, that the light of the gnosis, the luster of the soul, more or less recedes until it is virtually extinguished and only the natural light remains. With this light as a guide, it is impossible to comprehend the intentions of the gnosis, and no true insight can grow. Then our insight is not as an open gateway to us, and we have ears but cannot hear. Therefore, he who in such tragic conditions acts in the wrong way can be helped only by the answer given by Jesus the Lord, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. This directs our attention to the tremendous potentialities in the soul. This is why the Lord adds, If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. If the soul is radiant and steadfast, then the Spirit, the Father, will invariably manifest himself. Teachings are not repeated for the soul victimized by its dualism. The soul which is unable to persevere will be confronted with plain, naked facts. Jesus the Lord is the marvelous symbol of the Gnostic light as it reveals itself in the new soul. That light can also manifest itself in us, and that light is the way and the truth. That light breaks life open for us. There is no other method. In that light lies the complete truth, and whoever sees it and experiences the truth is bound to live by it. He who lives by the Gnostic light comes to the Father. Therefore, if you keep saying, My path, my development is accomplished so slowly, there are so many obstacles on the path, our reply will be, Then you have never really changed the accents in your life. Where the new soul dawns, where the luster of the soul begins to radiate, there the way the truth and the life will be manifested. Therefore, it is an absolute certainty that no one comes to the Father but by the manifested light of the Gnosis. The soul of a Thomas, a dual soul which maintains its duality, will never come to a concrete conviction, but will always be floating in a sea of doubt, and remain a starved soul, a spiritual pauper who, alas, cannot be saved from his poverty. However, the moment a Thomas soul surrenders itself to the universal light manifesting itself within him, the soul will overcome its dualism and enter into the way, the truth, and the life. However, the soul which thus speeds towards freedom still has to overcome another difficulty. This difficulty is also indicated in John 14, in the dialogue between Jesus and Philip. In order to understand it, we must first analyze the character of Philip. This character represents the man who could be designated as a daydreamer, the man who indulges in ideals and builds castles in the air, thus constantly losing all sense of reality, the man who, at a given moment, becomes unable to see that which lies before his feet. As a result, he loses his way because he has totally lost sight of reality. Philip is the man who so completely idealizes the new state of life that he forgets and ignores the path lying between dialectical nature and the new life. In this way, he becomes a mere talker, and certainly not a doer, and whenever such a man comes to the deed, it is usually without any regard for others. He knows how to talk very entertainingly about the new life. He can paint beautiful castles in the air, and as such he is an artist, but an artist who cultivates art purely for art's sake, as is so frequently the case in this world. Such a person will give you impressions of beauty, while he personally fails to materialize this beauty in his own state of life. An artist, by the grace of God, is always a person directed to eternal glory, to the way, the truth, and the life. Philip is the man who has even become ignorant of the fact that a way, a truth, and a life exist, the man who has lost knowledge of the fact that there is a path that must be walked, an attitude of life that must be practiced, and a deed that must be carried out. At a given moment, Philip is the man who finds himself struck with surprise. He feels provoked because he is taken aback by the facts. He is provoked when confronted with the gaping void before him. Therefore, in self-maintenance, he soon becomes one who negates. Just think of a tree with a marvelously beautiful crown of leaves. It spreads wide its branches and its glory. How has this tree come into being? Is it not through the tremendous force underlying it? Is this tree itself not the direct proof of that force? Now, would we think of saying, "Show us that force"? We surely would not, because this would be an absurdity. There is a Jesus radiation. There is a new soul power, which can be ours, and which has already come to many. The Gnostic radiation power and the luster of the soul can be active within us. This luster of the soul has already been working for many centuries, and it has already worked many wonders. For instance, it has called the modern spiritual school into manifestation. This school has made great strides within a short period, advancing from power to power and from glory to glory. Now, would we say, "Show us that power"? We would not, because this would demonstrate an unpardonable insensitivity and lack of comprehension. Yet, the man of the Philip type in the modern spiritual school will always deny the proof because, being in the clouds, he looks for proof in the clouds, in the abstract. He ignores that which is near at hand, that which is a concrete fact. To this, he is apparently blind. In this manner, he also loses his sense of proportion and the necessity of a progressive development. He lives like a drunkard who experiences a state of bliss, while at the same time he behaves completely incorrect in his attitude of life, thereby spitting in his Creator's face. We too speak to you of the new life field. We even confront you with the miracle of the mystery of the Spirit. But at the same time, we meet at the point where we are standing. We discover one another at the point of our reality. We say to one another, "In the power that has been shown us, in the power of which the proof has been given us, in Jesus who has manifested himself within us, we advance towards our destination. Therefore, do overcome both the Thomas and the Philip within you. Let there be neither dualism nor drifting on clouds, but be positive in a new attitude of life. Work activity on yourself in breaking through. Maintain a high code of ethics, a high morality. Practice thus the royal art of building while standing firmly with your 2 feet on the sacred carpet.